On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
The former partner of a missing Kent woman has been found guilty of her murder. Sarah Walgreen was last seen at her home in Basingstoke in New Ash Green on October the 9th last year. Her body has never been found. Ben Lacomba had always denied having anything to do with her disappearance, but Detective Chief Inspector Ivan Beasley, who led the investigation, says they became suspicious of him very quickly.
He disposed of his mobile phone, and that's a key piece of behaviour. Very strange behaviour for somebody that says he's done nothing wrong, has nothing to hide, and knows nothing of what happened. And it was at that point, on the 16th of October, I declared him a suspect in Sarah's murder, and he was arrested.
The 39-year-old was also captured on CCTV driving away from Sarah's home in the early hours, despite telling officers he'd been in bed all night. During 10 hours of questioning, he remained silent. Well, volunteers who helped search for the mum of five have urged Ben Lacomba to reveal where she is. Hundreds of people turned out to look for the 46-year-old in the days and weeks after she vanished. Meantime, her partner at the time she was killed has spoken outside court. Ish, what did he have to say?
Well, Neil James said he was happy with the decision and knew Lacomba was guilty. He also thanked the search teams and described today's verdict as a relief. He added he hopes he goes down for a long time and admits where Sarah's body is.
Lacomba will be sentenced at a later date.
KMFM News.
The EU has agreed to delay Brexit until the end of January at the latest. The European Council president says the bloc will allow a so-called flextension, meaning the UK can leave before the deadline if a deal's approved by Parliament. It's expected to be formalised this week. Chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier is pleased.
It was a very short and efficient and constructive meeting, and I am happy that decision has been taken.
Meantime, KMFM's been told Operation Brock on the M20 will be kept under review. The contraflow between junctions 8 and 9 for Ashford and Maidstone is designed to ease congestion if there are delays to cross-channel traffic after Brexit. Well, it's been brought in today, even though the date we leave the EU is now set to move. And staying on the Brexit theme, MPs will vote later on Boris Johnson's call for a general election in December. The PM wants one to be held on the 12th in a bid to get Brexit done. Sitting Bourne and Sheppey MP Gordon Henderson says it's the only way to move forward.
It is the only way to break the deadlock because it's quite clear, it's quite obvious that there is a majority of Remain supporting members of Parliament who are determined to block Brexit.
KMFM. KMFM News.
A lorry driver has appeared in court via video link, accused of the manslaughter of 39 people found dead in a refrigerated trailer near the Dartford crossing. Maurice Robinson has been remanded in custody until next month. The 25-year-old from County Armagh has also been charged with conspiracy to traffic people, planning to assist unlawful immigration and money laundering. Sky's Martin Brunt is outside Chelmsford Magistrates Court.
He wasn't asked to plead. He was remanded in custody. He didn't ask for bail. And if he fights these charges, the court was told he would stand trial at the Old Bailey early next year. A number of suspects still wanted, the prosecutor said.
The family of a head call man who died in hospital after suffering more than 50 seizures a day are demanding answers from the NHS. 31-year-old Patrick Cash was diagnosed with a rare neurological disease shortly before he passed away last month, but started showing symptoms earlier in the year. The hospitals that treated him have sent their condolences to the family and have asked them to make contact about any concerns. A search is underway for a man who stole a car from Dartford after pretending to be interested in buying it. The Audi A5, which had been advertised for sale, was taken from a car park in Temple Hill Square earlier this month. And Robbie Williams has been added to the lineup for this year's Royal Variety. ITV says the former Take That star will duet with Sir Rod Stewart and Jamie Cullum at next month's show. Lewis Capaldi, Mabel and Chelsea pensioner Colin Thackeray, who won this year's Britain's Got Talent, will also be performing.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
England's World Cup winner Laurence Dallaglio believes the current rugby union team can replicate their success of 2003. Eddie Jones's side will take on South Africa in Saturday's final after knocking champions New Zealand out at the weekend. Dallaglio has told Sky Sports News he's backing them to lift the Webb Ellis Cup.
It will probably be the best World Cup win ever, because whilst they might have had it easy in the pool stages, they would have had to beat Australia, New Zealand and South Africa. And I think if you can do the Tri-Nations and lift the trophy at the end of it, then you deserve to be crowned world champions.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.